Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or indel calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Well, with record-breaking snow and frigid conditions, now's a really hard time for cattle producers. Farm Director Ron Hayes shares more.
We're locked into an extended period of cold conditions for beef cattle producers. Cold stress in your cattle, a big worry. Beef cattle extension specialist Justin Wagoner says after you get down below 18 degrees or so, you've definitely got a cold stress situation for your beef cattle, and you've got to address their energy requirements to keep them healthy.
Really, the only nutrient requirement that's going to change on those cattle experiencing cold stress is going to be their energy requirement. That's going to go up. For every degree that we go below the lower critical temperature, that's going to be about a 1% increase in that animal's energy requirement. So if you think if we were at 10 degrees, 8 to 10 degrees, if that lower critical temperature is 18 degrees, which it would be right now in this dry haircut on these cows, and if it's 10 degrees, that's about a 10% increase in energy required to offset those colder temperatures.
Good quality hay to your cattle can provide that energy boost. I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, the agriculture economy rebounded in the fourth quarter of 2020. That's according to the latest Ag Credit Survey from the Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank. The average price of grains increased more than 20% from the previous quarter and reached six-year highs in December. Livestock prices, while still less than a year ago, also improved from lows reached earlier in the year. Government payments provided broad support throughout the year, and together with recent price increases, the near-term outlook for the farm sector improved dramatically. The survey represents conditions in the Federal Reserve's 10th District. That includes Colorado, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Wyoming. A majority of bankers in the district indicated that farm income was higher than a year ago for the first time in 8 years, boosting liquidity and loan repayment capacity and providing renewed support for farm real estate. Overall, ag conditions in the first quarter of 2021 in the Kansas City Fed region were poised to remain strong for the first time since 2013. Cotton producers in the U.S. intend to plant 11.5 million cotton acres coming up this spring. That's down 5.2% from 2020, according to the National Cotton Council's 40th Annual Early Season Planting Intentions Survey. Upland cotton intentions are at 11.3 million acres. That's down 4.9% from 2020, while extra-long staple intentions of 161,000 acres represent a 20.7% decline. Dr. Jody Campici, the NCC's vice president of economics and policy analysis, said planted acreage is just one of the factors that will determine supplies of cotton and cotton seed. Ultimately, weather and agronomic conditions are among the factors that play a significant role in determining crop size. In recent years, U.S. cotton producers have struggled with volatile cotton prices, high production costs, and weather issues. In the face of very tight margins, many producers continue to face difficult economic conditions heading into 2021. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.